Well, that rally lasted 3 days. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 27th day of March. Thanks for being here. Well, no matter how large the stimulus today, it didn't much matter. Cheesecake Factory back in the news. The confusing issue of guns these days. Ford and GM and what they're doing regarding the pandemic equipment and perhaps not doing. Grocery workers are calling for a strike on Monday, and it seems that hospitality workers are not being treated with good hospitality. We'll check the markets and more, but first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the business news headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks for coming by. Well, Wall Street ended the week sharply lower on the day's trade, with the Dow off by over 900 points. The question is why? Well, investors focused back on the coronavirus outbreak as the United States became the country with the most confirmed cases on the planet. Stocks briefly got a little relief after the House passed the coronavirus aid bill, but it was short-lived. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. If you were with us earlier this week, you learned that the Cheesecake Factory informed their landlords that the company would not be able to make their rent payments on the 1st of April, and no, that is not an April Fool's joke. Today, the company announced it had furloughed 41,000 hourly employees because of partial closings at restaurants. According to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing, the chain said furloughed workers will retain their benefits eligibility and insurance until June 1st. They will receive one free daily meal from the restaurant where they're employed. Well, depending on where you live, gun shops are essential or closed. In some parts of the United States, authorities say gun shops aren't essential businesses and should close during stay-at-home orders meant to slow the coronavirus spread. In other places, officials are stopping background checks for concealed carry permits. Elsewhere, city leaders have invoked emergency powers, allowing bans on gun sales. As the nation grapples with a pandemic that has upended daily life, some gun rights advocates are concerned about an erosion of Second Amendment rights, just as Americans are buying firearms in record numbers, by the way, to try to ensure their safety. In recent weeks, firearm sales have skyrocketed. Background checks, that's the key barometer of gun sales, already were at record numbers in January and February, likely fueled by a presidential election year. But since the coronavirus outbreak, gun shops have reported long lines and runs on firearms and ammunition. Background checks were up 300% on March 16th compared to the same date just a year ago. One individual we visited with when asked about hoarding another 300 rounds of 9mm ammo said, quote, "Hey, I've got to be ready for when the looting starts," end quote. Chilling. Ford Motor Company said it's pulling out all the stops to build ventilators and other devices needed to deal with the pandemic. According to Mark Truby, the automaker's vice president of communications, Ford is already delivering tens of thousands of face shields to hospitals and police. He wrote, Ford is also working flat out with General Electric to produce ventilators and 3M to boost production of air purifying respirators in partnership that was announced just 3 days ago. Meanwhile, GM is incurring the wrath of President Trump. Trump in a tweet said, quote, "As usual with this General Motors, things just never seem to work out. They said that they were going to give us 40,000 much-needed ventilators very quickly. Now they're saying it will only be 6,000 and in late April. And they want top dollar. Always a mess with Mary B. Invoke P." End quote. Invoke P. Well, nobody was quite sure what the heck that meant, but in a follow-up tweet, the president cleared it up, saying he was referring to invoking the Defense Production Act that would force companies to produce such equipment. And shortly afterward, well, the president ordered General Motors to make ventilators under the Defense Production Act. The Korean War era statute can force certain American companies to produce materials that are in short supply in the face of a growing outbreak. The order comes hours after GM announced plans to build critical care ventilators with Ventec Life Systems at one of the automaker's components plants in Indiana. GM, in an emailed statement, did not directly address Trump invoking the act. It reiterated that employees with Ventec, GM, and their supply base have, quote, been working around the clock for over a week to meet this urgent need, end quote. Instacart workers are planning to strike Monday until the grocery delivery company meets their demands for provisions like hazard pay and safety equipment. According to a statement with the Gig Workers Collective, the workers are asking Instacart for an additional $5 per order and a default tip of at least 10% per order. The group is also asking Instacart for safety provisions like hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, and soap, as well as expanded paid leave for people with pre-existing conditions or those who are required to self-quarantine. They're seeking an extension of the paid leave past April 8th, when they said it is set to expire. Instacart did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The strike comes as Instacart seeks to hire 300,000 additional workers to deliver groceries to people during the epidemic. One of the hardest hit sectors of the economy are those folks working in the hospitality industry, from hotels to food service. Now stories are surfacing that indicate that laid-off workers are not getting what they were promised. For example, this week Marriott sent thousands of workers packing. The hotel conglomerate, which operates more than 6,900 properties worldwide, made steep cuts in staff as bookings continued to dwindle. Some workers who have been with Marriott have recently only received 1 week's severance pay. A Marriott spokesperson clarified that no one had technically been laid off, but that tens of thousands of workers were being furloughed indefinitely. It appears that words matter. The company declined to say how much severance workers would receive, but an internal email sent to some employees says that full-time employees would receive 40 hours of pay, while part-timers would get half that. The hospitality industry is particularly vulnerable. The American Hotel and Lodging Association, that's a lobbying group for the industry, warns that 44% of hotel employees in the United States could be laid off or furloughed because of the virus. The story seems to be the same in businesses across the country, with retail workers suddenly told not to report and given no notice. While laid off and furloughed workers wonder how they'll pay the bills in the middle of a global health crisis, the retail sector employees are expected to continue showing up to work are now dealing with a different, equally pressing problem, and that is staying healthy. Employees at Walmart and Target, both of which have been deemed essential businesses and are therefore allowed to stay open, well, they told media that their managers weren't doing enough to protect them. Warehouse workers are also under pressure. Several Amazon warehouse workers told BuzzFeed News that the e-commerce company's fulfillment centers aren't properly equipped with cleaning supplies like hand sanitizer and disinfectant wipes. Like Walmart, Amazon is letting workers take unpaid time off, but that also means employees who are able to work have to make up for lost worker power during a surge in orders. Retail, grocery, and warehouse jobs are among the few options left for people who have lost their work due to the virus. Walmart, Target, and Amazon have all said they plan to hire hundreds of thousands of new employees in the coming months. Recently, laid-off workers, especially those who have barely received any severance, now find themselves in a difficult position. Rely on unemployment benefits to pay the bills, or take a job where the risk of exposure to the coronavirus is even higher. The markets faltered today and ended a three-day spike, and it was all based not on economic data, but on the realization that the United States now leads the world in confirmed COVID-19 cases. The Dow closed down 915 points, or 4%, at 21,636. The S&P 500 slid by 3.3% to end the day and the week at 2541, while the NASDAQ shed 3.8% or 295 points to close at 7502. Boeing dropped 10% to lead the Dow lower. Chevron and Disney each fell by more than 8%. Boeing fell after Secretary of Treasury Steven Mnuchin said the airplane maker won't seek a government bailout. Energy and tech were the worst performing sectors in the S&P 500 as they dropped 6.9% and 4.6% respectively. Energy, by the way, was also pressured by a 4.8% drop in crude prices. Still, the major averages posted strong gains for the week. The Dow rose 12.8% week-to-date, its biggest one-week gain since 1938. The S&P 500 gained 10.3% this week for its best weekly performance since March of 2009. The NASDAQ also had its biggest weekly gain in 11 years, rising by 9.1%. Well, that wraps it up for this edition of Insight on Business, the news headlines. We will be back again on Sunday. And here's a programming note for you. The Business News Week in Review is moving from 2 o'clock in the afternoon on News Talk 1540 KXEL to noon on Sunday. You'll be receiving all the top business news stories of the past week, along with informational long-form business interviews. Once again, we'll be on News Talk 1540 KXEL starting at noon this Sunday. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition for all of us associated with the business news headlines. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.